We learned this morning the Mishnah in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Yuma, and the Mishnah says that the Ziknei Bezdin took the Koyen that was Nifrash for 7 days in order to prep himself for Avodas Yom Kippurim, and they were Moisehim after they went to Magalim Bavoida for 7 days. They brought him over to Beis Aftinas. Beis Aftinas were the experts in Maisa HaKatoiris. Katoiris was Avoida Kosher Shebemikdosh. So he needed to get the exact way of doing the Avodas HaKatoiris from Maisa Beis Aftinas. And the Mishnah said, Mosrua Bezdin, Ziknei Bezdin, to the Ziknei Kohuna, Ve'elua Beis Aftinas. And before they did that, they made him swear, Ve'ishbi'ua, Ve'niftru Ve'olcholem, and then they parted. Ve'omul, and they told him as follows, Ishi Koyen Gol, Onu Shluchei Bezdin, Ve'ata Shluchenu, Shliach Bezdin, Mashbi'in, Ani Olecho, We Mashbi'a you. Do not change any iota of what we taught you. Who poirish? Uboicha. He cries because after all they're accusing me of zitzuki. That they had to say what they had to do. They had no choice. That's part of the procedure, the protocol. Rashi says, what was the ikashvua? That he shouldn't be a tzduki, meaning, shaloye tzduki letakin mi bachutz velahachnis mi bifnim. The tzdukim learned up the Avodas HaKatoiris was that you had to be misakin the HaKatoiris already outside the Beis HaMikdosh, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And your machnez it lit into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mashenke, we know it means you're madlik, you do everything bifnim. You're not madlik b'b'chutz, you're not misakin b'b'chutz, you're misakin b'bifnim. That is the tzdukim, we're not moed in our Torah, and they have it wrong. So in order to make sure that he's not a tzduki, the mashbiyim zok drashi, that he's not going to do the avoid of tikkum b'chutz and achz b'fnim. Now the achronim have a gewaldige kash on this, and they're very busy with the following question. Many, many achronim discuss the following question, how to answer it. We notice a din that nishba, we just had shvuas now. Nishba levatles ha-mitzvah, the shvu is not chal. Why? Mushba v'oimet ma'asinai. You can't make a shvua to mevatle mitzvah. The Torah already was mashbiayu by matan Torah. So in the tzdukis world, in their mind, the mitzvah is to do the avoidin b'chutz and the machmis b'fnim, and now they held at gunpoint they have to make a shvua that they're not going to do it that way. In their worldview, it's nishba levatla sa mitzvah. So if nishba levatla mitzvah, the shvua is not chal, so what do you gain by the shvua? The shvua is absolutely nothing if he's a tzduki. Tzdukim believe in Torah Shabbat, but not in Torah Shebal Peh, but akoponim, in their din, that you're supposed to do it this way, so then it's not b'chalal chal de shvua. They think in Har Sinai, they were taught that you have to matlik mesakim b'chutz. So what kind of shvua is it if it's not a shvua? In their eyes, it's nishba levatla sa mitzvah. Oh. So some achronim answer, like Rabbi Socha wants to say, that it's still a shvu ashov. The Hainu, Rabbi Kivega zokt azoy, and the Rishash zokt azoy, and they say that shvua is lemaisa, is a chomerdika thing, even in their world, because lo yanaka, it's a shvu ashov. So if it's a shvu ashov, this gufa makes it that they will be perish and not do it, and not do the melacha that way, or not become a kohen gadol, and not continue becoming a kohen gadol. They don't want to make a shvua. That's going to be a shvu ashov, because after all, sheker. So melech they'll be perish. Yes, nishba levatla the mitzvah is not chal the shvua, but the mice it's a shvu ashov. You lo yanaka. You're saying sheker. So melech they're not going to be, either they're going to be perish or they're not going to make sure they're not going to say sheker because avada in Torah Shabbat they agree. That's the Kivega and the Rishash want to say. This Vasemes and the Tiferes Yisrael and the Pirush on the Mishnayos and the Yochin, he wants to say as follows that the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Chav Zayin says that b'koilel, if you make a shvua koileles, meaning b'koilel, then the shvua is chal, even levatlis ha-mitzvah, once you make a shvua b'koilel. So since over here it's meduktik in the Mishnah, it doesn't say, Rashi says, the mashbiyahim, that he shouldn't do the maisa k'teres of machnis, of mesakim b'chutz, like the tzukim. But really it's going on everything. What is the shvua? Zok the Mishnah, shaloy teshane dovim mikol ma'asham anilcha. There's a bunch of things they taught him. There's the whole Rogel Ba'avoyde, the whole last Mishnah, all the things that they taught him. So it's a Shvur Koileles. Shvur Koileles, Zok the Svasemes, Zok the Tviyaz Yisrael. So Mela, it will include even a Shvur on Levat La Mitzvah will be Chal. Yes, usually a Shvur is not Chal Levat La Mitzvah. But Shavua Kalalas, the Shavua is Chal, and that's what the Shavua 2 is of. The Maratz Chiyas, in the back of the Shas that's printed, he says that the Tzdukim Taka, they're not Moida in Teresh Baal Peh, in all the Droshes of Chazal. So Mele, according to them, the din of Bittel Shavua, of Shavua Levatlis HaMitzvah, is called a Bittel Shavua, that is not Chal, they're not Moida to that. So Mele, they don't say that Nishba Levatlis HaMitzvah is not a Shavua, and it's not Chal. They say it blives a shvua. So Mela blives a shvua. So Mela, you have the shvua sheker, right? That's good for similar, but he's saying a little different. He's saying because they don't agree to the chazals. They don't say Nishma Levatlis HaMitzvah is potter. They don't believe in that. So what do you remain with? A regular shvua. So a shvua, about it, they would be perished and they won't do it. Then the Tziv says that it's called Nishba in Pirush, Magoy Mesoda. He says the Mishnah is very meduktik. The Mishnah says, Mashbiin Anu Alecha. That's called Muzma Mipi Acherim. When you're Muzma Mipi Acherim, so then it's Chal even Levatlis HaMitzvah. Because Mimish Muzma Mipi Acherim. And that's his Chiddush. Muzma Mipi Acherim. Meaning Levatlis HaMitzvah, you yourself, it can't make a Shvua because you're Muzma HaSinai. But Muzma Mipi Acherim, it's Chal even Levatlis HaMitzvah. And Mimela, it would mean either he answers Amen, because that's usually what Muzma Mipi Acherim means, or even if he's Shoysik, he agrees. Being quiet is considered Muzma Mipi Acherim, and it will be Chal even Levatlis HaMitzvah. And the Chazon Ish writes, and that's a hashkofa de gavot, he says, even a tzduki, but when a person makes a shvua is such a chometic thing, that itself, the Lashon Chazon Ish is, the shvua is ma'orim to do the emes. Shvua to oire oise lasis emes, so the shvua be'etzim changes the essence of the person, it can change even a tzduki. So we're asking, him it's not a shvua, nishma Levatlis HaMitzvah, the shvua will change the metzias of him, and otaka do the emes, and that's why we avoid to make sure that it's not a tzduki.